Now you will hear the second segment.
3/1000ths of a second is 100 times faster than a single heartbeat. But if you're a speed skater, it can be the difference between winning and losing. So how are timekeepers able to keep such accurate times? Swiss clockmaker DeltaZone keeps track of sports times for most of the world's big sporting events. And today, Amy Small speaks with Chief Design Officer Carl Schwartz about the world of precision timekeeping.
Timekeeping has come a long way from some guy with a pocket watch standing at the finish line, hasn't it?
Definitely. Our company does a lot more than just track times, too. We provide an ongoing information service for all these major sporting organizations, updating records when they're broken, maintaining a database of past competitions, logging information about athletes, their names, countries, rankings. We're responsible for the record keeping of every major international sports competition, from swimming, running, skating, to the Olympics. So it's an ongoing show.
How do you prepare for something like the Olympics?
It takes years. 2 years before the opening ceremony, we're already installing timekeeping equipment. Just to give you a sense of the scale, during the last Olympics, we installed about 230 tons of timekeeping equipment.
Wait, did I just hear that correctly? Did you say tons?
230 tons, along with about 50 miles of optical fiber. People don't realize the scale of the operation. Equipment checks start a year before the start of the games. Nearly 300 timekeepers are required for an event like the Olympics, and they're at the site weeks before the event even starts, checking technology and so on.
Tell us a bit about the technology itself.
Well, there's different technology for different sports. Usually some combination of digital cameras, electronic touchpads, radio transmitters, infrared laser devices, that sort of thing. It varies by sport. But with something like the 100-yard dash, the whole race is over in less than 10 seconds, so every aspect of the race has to be electronic. You have an electronic starting system that simultaneously starts the clock, sets off a flash, and makes a sound so the runners know to begin. And speakers need to be equidistant from each runner to prevent any runner from hearing the gun, even a millisecond faster than another runner.
I never thought of that.
In a race that's measured in milliseconds, the slightest advantage at the start can tilt the race in a runner's favor. And we're just talking at the start of the race. At the other end of the track, you have the finish line, and there's a whole bunch of technology surrounding that.
Like what?
Like, you've got a laser that projects a beam from one side of the finish line to the other, and on the other side there's a photoelectric cell that captures the beam, so as a runner crosses the line, it sends a signal up to a timing console that records the runner's time down to the millisecond. And, of course, the laser and cell need to be aligned perfectly. So, all this is just for one event. Every single sport requires its own combination of technologies with equal attention to detail.
I had no idea it was such a formidable task.
Most people don't. But at the last Olympics, we had about 300 full-time timekeepers, people dedicated solely to making sure each sport was timed perfectly. That's how complicated the job is.
But that's how you're able to time things to the thousands of a second.
Millionths. We can time something down to the millionth of a second now.
Wow.
It's absolutely cutting-edge stuff, the forefront of timekeeping technology.